This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Security forces killed a protester and wounded at least 91 others in Baghdad Saturday as tens of thousands of Iraqis gathered in mass anti-government protests in the capital and blocked roads leading to a major port. Edward Uranian reports for VOA.
Arab news channels showed video of protesters blocking the main road leading to the port of Umm Qasr with burning tires and blocks of concrete. The port, through which Iraq imports grain, cooking oil, and sugar, has been closed since Wednesday. In Baghdad, hundreds of protesters gathered in the city's iconic Tahrir Square as darkness fell. Video on social media showed a young protester being shot by Iraqi security forces under the Jumhuriya Bridge near the square. Media reports have indicated the number of injured is in the dozens. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Turkey's defense ministry says that at least 13 people were killed in a car bombing near a market Saturday in the northern Syrian border town of Tal Abyad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG, the Kurdish component of the Syrian Democratic Forces. The ministry also called on the world leaders to take a stand against the YPG, describing it as a cruel terror organization. Turkey has designated the YPG a terrorist group, but the U.S. considers it a key ally in the ongoing fight against the Islamic State. Ankara seized control of Tal Abyad last month after the Turkish military and its allied Syrian militia launched a military incursion into northeastern Syria against the SDF following U.S. President Donald Trump's earlier decision to withdraw U.S. troops from the region. This is VOA News. A Trump campaign official told the FBI that during the 2016 presidential race, the campaign's chairman pushed the idea that Ukraine, not Russia, was behind the hack of the Democratic Party servers. The released documents show the campaign's chairman, Paul Manafort, pushed the idea. In Hong Kong, Sunday morning, more than 200 people were arrested in one of the worst outbreaks of violence in recent weeks, as around 5 months of protest showed no signs of abating. While protesters previously vandalized buildings of mainland Chinese firms or those perceived as pro-Beijing, the targeting of Xinhua is one of the most direct challenges to Beijing yet. One resident spoke about the clashes.
But it's good, like, they're doing the protest, but due to that also, the bad things is, like, you know, the tram, everything is, like, locked up, you know? And, like, some people need to go to work. And that things happen, you know, like, even me, right? Like, last time I was, like, I need to go to work, but, you know, everything is closed, yeah? And for that, it's, like, I feel bad, you know? Because our bosses, you know, the work people, they don't understand it, you know.
There are no major demonstrations planned for later Sunday, although groups have called for protest walks in several districts of the city in the afternoon. 53 soldiers, one civilian, were killed in a militant attack on a northern military post, an attack for which Islamic State has claimed responsibility. That assault Friday is one of the deadliest in recent jihadist violence. Mali's communication minister said 10 survivors were found at the army post. Numerous wildfires continue to burn across California, with most being contained. Yet the devastation and emotional toll on residents and first responders is high. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Crews are battling the Maria Fire northwest of L.A., one of the last significant wildfires to hit the state this season, says Cal Fire's Scott McClain.
It has burned over 9,400 acres of grass and brush in difficult terrain, and it is 20% contained, so that's some good news.
In L.A., actor Matthew McConaughey helped cook and deliver barbecue to first responders on Friday.
We're here to help out, and hopefully next year we can come back and say thank you to these first responders. Maybe there won't be another fire then.
Meanwhile, California's largest wildfire, the Kincade Fire just north of San Francisco, which burned more than 77,000 acres, is 72% contained, and most of the more than 180,000 evacuees are able to return, according to Cal Fire. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.